Subject History, Class 3, Topic Let's Travel. Hello children, as you know, early man used to travel from one place to another by foot. As time passed by, man started using different kinds of transport. In this chapter, we will study in details about the different means of transport. We use buses, cars, auto rickshaws, bicycles, scooters, or cycle rickshaws to go to school. These vehicles, which we use to travel from one place to another, are modes of transport. Let us discuss the story of transport. Long ago, there were no vehicles. People walked long distance by foot. This took them a long time to go from one place to another. To travel by water, people tied logs of wood together and made rafts. Later, animals were used to transport people and goods. After a long time, the wheel was invented and carts were made. These carts were pulled by horses, mules, and ponies. Today, most of the transport use wheels. Modes of transport. Children, we do not use the same mode of transport to go everywhere. The vehicles that we use depends on the location, time available, and money we can spend. There are three different kinds of transport: land, water, and air. Land transport: bicycles, scooters, motorcycles, trucks, cars, and buses move on road. These are some mode of transport. In some cities, people travel by metro. In Kolkata, some people travel by trams. In villages, bullock carts and tractors are quite common. Water transport is the cheapest and the oldest mode of transport. Ships that carry people across the seas and oceans are called passenger liners. Ships that carry goods are also called cargo ships. Boats and steamers ferry us across lakes and rivers. A port is a place where a ship anchors for passengers to get on and off. Even goods can be loaded and unloaded. Air transport is the fastest mode of transport. Air travel started hundreds of years ago. People use airplanes to go from one city or country to another. Airplanes are also used to send letters and goods. Helicopters are often used to carry food and medicines to people in time of need. So children, modern modes of transport has made our life easier and comfortable. But on the other hand, these vehicles run on petrol and diesel, which pollute the air. You will learn about air pollution later. Thank you.